The question was asked, is there any situation in which one may destroy a fruit tree? So last night we learned Pirkei Rav Eliezer, the 34th chapter. And one of the things we learned is that there are certain whales that traverse the planet. The sages taught us that one of the things that wail and their cry crosses the world is a fruit tree that is cut down. The Torah says that we are prohibited, bal tashchit, we are prohibited from destroying a fruit-bearing tree for naught. But the key point here is for naught. If there is a purpose why that tree has to be cut down, if one wants to build his home and there's a tree growing there, even though it is an olive tree or an apple tree or any fruit-bearing tree, one may cut down that tree. The halacha defines clearly at what point do we say that the value that you will gain from the tree being cut down exceeds the value of the tree remaining erect. And at that point, you are allowed to cut down the tree. So what those people were claiming in the case you cited was that the whole prohibition of destroying the fruits on the tree, here they weren't even destroying the tree. They were doing bal tashchit, they were destroying the fruits on the tree.
So they destroyed the tree.
Okay, but what they claimed was that the removal of this tree is worth far more than leaving the tree here. Now, in their minds, what they did was to succeed in attaining another piece of land of Israel. Whether they're right or wrong is a separate question. But for sure, everyone would agree that if by uprooting a tree you gain another piece of Israel to belong to Jewish people, then that would be permitted. That has nothing to do with whether what they did was right or wrong. If, let's say, the law would say that if you want to conquer this land, it's like landing on the moon and putting down a flag there. You land in America, and you by putting your flag in the New World, you conquer that territory. So if the law would say, let's say there was some law that said, the way you could own this piece of land is by uprooting an olive tree, so then there would be no problem uprooting the olive tree, because it's worth much more to you to own this piece of land and then have the potential to plant other olive trees and other things. That's worth much more to you than the olives growing on the tree and the tree itself. So we don't just say when it's worth much more to you. The halacha defines exactly how much more it has to be worth, but this would definitely be a good case if all the facts are true, that you really gain something and something that is so important by uprooting the tree, then yes, it would be permitted to uproot the tree. But that's, again, like we said last night, that is not addressing your question per se, that's just addressing a theoretical question. Now, your question has many, many more details which have to be dealt with. But on the theoretical level, if by uprooting a tree one would gain so much more, so then yes, one could uproot the tree, even though it has fruit-bearing, even though it has olives on it.